Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and we welcome you to today's Bible class. Today's Bible class is designed especially for our podcast listeners, but you can share these studies, and they are good, short, kind of succinct studies from God's Word each day, about 10 to 13 minutes or so, a little bit of time to help people focus their lives in a more positive way upon God and the teachings from His Word, to encourage us, to instruct us, to guide us, to reassure us. So share these messages with your Facebook friends, and also you can share them through text messages, and you can share them perhaps through some other technological means that you have access to. We encourage you to help others by sharing these messages with them so it can help them refocus their lives each day in a more positive way. We've been talking about the Bible and its reliability, how we can believe it with confidence, we can read it with assurance. And we are talking now about the unity of the Bible in particular. We've talked about how the Bible is not just one complete book that was handed to us in one form all at one time. But no, rather, and many people may not realize this, but it is really composed of 66 different books. It was written by about 40 different men over a period of about 1,500 to 1,550 years, beginning about 1,450 BC and finally being completed somewhere around, oh, probably the late 90s to 100 AD. So about 1,450 years before Christ came into this world, as God sent him as our Lord and Savior, and then finally finished in its final book, the Revelation, somewhere around 100 AD. Somewhere, at least that would be the kind of closing time frame. So you're talking about 1500 to 1550 years, and it was written by about 40 different men of varying backgrounds and cultures and educational status, and all kinds of backgrounds, again. The book of Amos was written by a herdsman from Tekoa. Many of the Psalms were written by David, the shepherd boy who became king. The Apostle Paul now was a highly educated individual. He wrote 13 of the 27 New Testament books. But remember that Paul, in the early years of the church, was an angry and violent enemy of the church. But he learned the truth. And he repented of all of that and became a follower of Jesus Christ, a Christian, and later a divinely appointed apostle of Jesus Christ. Now, Luke was a physician. So again, he was obviously highly educated. He wrote the gospel account according to Luke, the life of Jesus on this earth. And then he also penned the book of Acts, the history book of the early years of the church's existence. There were fishermen who wrote some of the books of the New Testament, such as Peter and James and John. Matthew, perhaps. Matthew was a tax collector, and so was he highly educated, or was he just a businessman, to be sure. But notice how he repented of his old ways when he became a follower of Jesus Christ. So to say that the writers of the Bible were diverse, that would be an understatement. And yet, through their educational and cultural backgrounds, though they varied extensively along these lines, and though many of them were separated by several centuries, how about 1,400 years, basically, the 66 books that comprise the Bible fit together perfectly. Now, as we looked for several days at how people would criticize the Bible, and they would say, well, it's just mythology, and you can't rely upon it, you can't believe all that it says, and certainly not all of it is from God, those critics are wrong. There have been such critics for hundreds of years. There was even one very famous and highly respected individual going back into the 1800s who predicted that within a fairly short period of time, the Bible would just be relegated to the bookshelf of a library. Nobody would really follow it any longer. Well, that particular fellow has been dead for a long time, and the Bible is still the number one bestseller in our nation every single year, hands down. So to achieve such a feat as the Bible being so harmonious, so united in its message, though it was written over such a long period of time by so many different men from such varied backgrounds and cultures, the Bible, it is so harmonious again. And to achieve that kind of compilation of all of these messages, facts, instructions, commandments, warnings, hope, again, directions and assurances, it just fits together so perfectly. To achieve such a feat by employing mere human ingenuity and wisdom, in other words, if a group of men just tried to do that all by themselves, it would be impossible. In fact, it would be impossible from a human standpoint to gather the writings of 40 men from the same culture, with the same educational background, and during the same time period, and get anything close to the unity that is evident throughout the Bible. The Bible's unity is a piece of remarkable evidence that proves it is inspired by God. Now just think, if you could gather 40 different guys together, or you might say, well, hey, let's throw in some women in there too. That's fine. If you could gather 40 different people who would put together 66 different books, and you say, now go into your room and you write your particular book. And then after whatever period of time, they would all take the 40 different individuals to come together to write those 66 different books. Now let's compare them. You could give them a basic theme to be writing about before they ever start their endeavors. But when they come together, do you think their writings would be in sync with one another? Do you think their writings would be harmonious with one another? Do you think they would not contradict one another in many of the things which they would put down on paper? Well, of course they would. They would be in contradiction from beginning to end. They would be talking about such wide and varying messages and themes that there would be no way that all of those 66 books written by those 40 different individuals could possibly come together and present one united, harmonious message. Now that's, again, if they were all from the same culture, all with the same educational background, and all during the same period of time. It just couldn't happen. Humankind does not write that way. Humankind is not that united in its own personal thinking. Well, a study of the 66 books of the Bible quickly reveals an amazing unity between those books when they deal with hundreds of different narratives that are included in the scriptures, such as Noah's flood. Now, that's just one example. The 10 plagues of Egypt and Daniel being thrown into the lion's den. Think about Noah's flood for a moment. The historic narrative detailing the events of the global flood of Noah provides an excellent example of the Bible's unity. In Genesis chapters 6 through 9, Moses recorded the events surrounding the greatest physical catastrophic event in Earth's history, bar none, and that was the global flood. Now, by global flood, we mean it was all over the earth, all around the globe. In this story, God chose a man named Noah to build a huge ark designed to carry at least 2 of every kind of animal, 8 humans, Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives, Genesis chapter 7 and verse 13, and all necessary supplies to see them through the time they would be in the ark, and that would be an extensive period of time. When Noah completed the construction of this amazing vessel by God's design and direction and guidance, Genesis records that God sent a flood to cover the entire globe. The text says, "And the waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth, and all the high hills under the whole heaven were covered. And all flesh died that moved on the earth, birds and cattle and beasts and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man." Genesis 7, verses 19 through 21. The worldwide flood of Noah's day destroyed every creature from the face of the earth except those saved in the ark. Now, these events were recorded by Moses in about 1450 BC, as he was guided by the Holy Spirit to write them down, and of course, this was many years, hundreds of years, after the actual event itself. Our time's just about up today, so we're going to stop and park here. We'll come back and go on with this particular comparison of how the various books of the Bible referring to the different narratives included in various books of the Bible are so harmonious, even though they are disconnected by many hundreds of years. Many hundreds of years. Think about that. The unity of the Scriptures. Let's close with a prayer today. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for loving us so much. We thank you for your word, the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, to guide us into the best life that we can live in this world and with the greatest, most wonderful hope for life after this life, and that is a home with you in heaven for all of eternity. Thank you, Father, for giving us such clear instruction as to how to live the life that you have designed us to live. Thank you for creating us in your image with a soul so that we can be with you for all of eternity. We praise you, Father. Guide us, help us to cherish your word, and we pray that you will guide people all over the world to gain that hunger and thirst for your scriptures so that they can come to understand the better life and that they can be directed to that better life as they read the Bible. Thank you, Father. Powerful words, powerful book, and how blessed we are to have it. Please forgive us, gracious Father. Please hear our prayer. In Christ's name, amen.